With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Towns or small cities can see challenges drawing in big manufacturers that might help boost their economy. It's one of the reasons some economic development groups are pushing rural communities to focus on supporting entrepreneurs. WXPR's Kitty Thorson introduces us to the Rural Entrepreneurial Venture Program that is starting in Merrill.
When Renee Frederick helped start Freemark Innovations in 2015, she says she was fortunate to have support.
My husband had the idea. My brother is the hands-on MacGyver, and I took care of, I always call the support stuff, the insurance and taxes and all that fun stuff. So we, you know, work together.
She says many entrepreneurs are often solo and are expected to know everything.
And I think that's too much for them to be successful. I think they have great ideas, but then it's all those other things that doesn't help them get off the ground. They sort of get stuck or they don't start at all because it's so much to take in.
It's why when she attended a seminar in Platteville and took a breakout session on the Rural Entrepreneurial Venture Program, Frederick knew she wanted to bring it to Merrill. She says it's a different approach to economic development that she believes also preserves community.
The impact it has on Merrill, it's sort of, you know, you might have, you know, you could show it, there's a few more businesses and you're tax base hopefully increases, but it also has an impact on nonprofits and on your school system and the kids that are there. And so it's sort of the whole growth is sort of raising the ship all together.
The three-year REV program is run through the UW-Madison Division of Extension. It pairs coaches with leadership teams in communities like Frederick and her team in Merrill. The coaches guide them through the REV framework, which is based on a successful program out of southern Minnesota. Lisa Taylor is the program lead for Wisconsin REV.
This framework is designed to help them go out and identify and reach out to set up relationships with the entrepreneurs in their communities, and then to also provide them with the resources that those entrepreneurs need.
Right now, Merrill is in the beginning stages of the REV program. Frederick encourages people who are interested to reach out to her. Her dream is for Merrill to develop its own entrepreneurs. This can be everything from the smallest businesses, that's just one person working on the weekend, to people that want to grow a manufacturing business with dozens of employees.
It's a really a change in the way economic development will work in our community. It's a different focus. And so we need to get the community to embrace entrepreneurship, and then we need to go find those entrepreneurs.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A court case may be moving towards resolution for a Park Falls man accused of shooting a woman to death. Investigators believe 50-year-old Christopher Dyer shot a woman in Park Falls on April 13th. Shortly after 4 p.m. that afternoon, Park Falls police got a report of shots fired near the 600 block of 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. Officers found the woman dead with multiple gunshot wounds. Dyer had fled the scene but was captured later. He's being held on a $1 million cash bond. Online court records showed a new judge was assigned to the case earlier this week and that the judge scheduled arraignment and a plea and sentencing hearing for December 26th. That raises the possibility the case will be resolved on that day. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation has been handling the case. Judicial regulators have filed a complaint against former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. He spread election conspiracy theories and was hired by Republicans to lead an investigation into President-elect Donald Trump's loss in the 2020 election. Gableman has been accused of violating multiple rules of conduct. The Office of Lawyer Regulations' 10-count complaint Tuesday accuses Gableman of violations which could result in a variety of sanctions, including possibly losing his law license. The complaint does not make a specific recommendation regarding what sanctions the Wisconsin Supreme Court should apply. Gableman did not immediately return text messages seeking comment. Wisconsin Democrats have re-elected Greta Neubauer as Assembly Minority Leader after she helped the party flip a number of seats in this month's elections. Assembly Democrats unanimously selected Neubauer as their leader during a caucus meeting Tuesday in the state capitol. Neubauer represents part of southern Racine County. She was first elected to the Assembly in 2018 and has served as Minority Leader since 2021. Wisconsin bear hunters saw a rebound in harvest levels this year. The Wisconsin DNR says 4,285 bears were taken during the five-week season that wrapped up October 8th. That's up from a below-average harvest of 2,922 bears the year before. Wisconsin DNR large carnivore specialist Randy Johnson says a lot of natural food was available last year, which may have reduced the effectiveness of bait. There may have also been more bear on the landscape this fall, thanks to fewer being taken last year and bears entering dens in excellent condition last year. Despite recent investments in electric vehicle infrastructure and incentives, Wisconsin continues to fall behind the national average in EV ownership. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Misconceptions about cost, maintenance, and performance are top of mind for hesitant buyers. But in Wisconsin, where about 30% of the state's population is rural, accessibility is one of the biggest concerns. Jeremiah Brockman with the Wisconsin Electric Vehicle Association thinks it's only partly because rural areas in general are slower to catch on to some trends. He says some areas still don't have enough charging stations.
Part of the problem, too, is you have more farmland in rural areas. And if you spend the entire day out on a farm and you're driving around your, you know, many acres of land, you worry about where you're going to charge your vehicle at that point. And I think that's another hurdle.
Compared to neighboring states, Wisconsin has significantly fewer charging stations. In an effort to help bolster the state's EV infrastructure, Wisconsin passed a law earlier this year to install a network of 65 fast charging stations statewide. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.